Morning, it's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about yoga are Corey Bosman and Andrea Thomas, board members of Yoga Union. And I guess big weekend for you guys. You're moving to your new space, right?
Yes, we're so excited.
Yeah.
Morning, Rob. Hi. Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. We are moving back over to the Sitka Fine Arts campus, and our new location is in the Kellogg Building, which is the building that's right next to the Hame Center. You go park in the Hame Center, go over the little footbridge, over the little creek there, and it's the building that's up on the left-hand side.
Okay, yeah, Yoga Union kind of got started over there in Sweetland.
It did.
When the campus closed, and now
yes.
You're back.
Yeah, we had a sweet little room, and now we're back, now as a nonprofit.
Right. How is the space at Kellogg going to work? I know Kellogg is that kind of long, low panabode. It's a partially residential building. I guess full disclosure, I've spent a little time in Kellogg during the Fine Arts Camp rehab, and yoga studio wasn't the first thing that came to my mind, but there is a big room in there, right?
That's right, Rob. We're right in the middle of the building. There's a real high cathedral ceiling room. It's a beautiful space for yoga, and we have a nice cork floor we moved in there to cover up the carpet. So it's a nice... light, spacious room. We'll be able to look out over the trees and nice, quiet place to be able to practice yoga.
So. And bathrooms and a kitchen and stuff?
Well, there's definitely a bathroom out in the hallway, and it's not a kitchen, but there is a sink. That'll be closed off. But okay. It is a really nice, spacious room.
And I guess that matters, right?
It does.
It matters to have room, and it matters to have kind of the environment. I mean, you're definitely away from the hustle and bustle of downtown Sitka. There.
We are. When we were on Sheldon Jackson the last time, we used to see deer walking by the window, and so we're hoping we'll have something like that, too.
Deer. Crazed seventh graders running around with their trombones and things.
Well, we like it all.
Okay. So the open house is going to be this Sunday, right?
It's this Sunday from 3 to 5, and we're going to have a free yoga class. It'll be for all levels. And that will be at 3:30. So if folks want to come, maybe show up a few minutes early to get a mat and find your space. And that will go till 4:30. And then we'll have kind of just a social. We'll have refreshments and some snacks and chance to get to know the teachers, get to mingle with the yoga community, and buy some discounted punch cards for yoga classes. So we'll only be selling those during the open house.
Okay. And so classes, the regular class schedule will start the very next day. Right.
Yes, the very next day. And we really do have something for everyone. We have beginner's classes that happen on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, level 1-2 on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, all levels, Wednesday, earlier and later. And we have much more advanced classes Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning that are more power yoga and flow yoga.
Okay. Online right at this moment, I'm looking at yogaunionsitka.org, and I went to the instructors page and I started scrolling down and I'm going, and it takes a long time to get to the bottom of this list. There, you have a lot of people who are teaching yoga, and that must mean a lot of sort of different approaches to this.
We do. I think we have about 10 teachers right now, and all of us are trained in different lineages of yoga and different styles. Like Andrea said, that's nice because it means we have something for everybody out there. And I always tell new students that, first find a class that's appropriate to your level, and then explore the different teachers and see, because everybody kind of clicks with different people. And it's nice that we are able to offer so many different options for our students.
Mm-hmm. Is the open house an opportunity to kind of, is there going to be sort of an instructor buffet? Are different people going to come out and teach? Or is it just, I mean, how do you know? Do you just have to keep trying till you find the class that you like?
Well, I think it's important. It would be great to come to the open house, because if you're looking for something in particular, you can talk with the teachers there. And we all know each other, so we know each other's style. So we can help you find probably the best fit for you.
Right.
There's going to only be one teacher teaching on Sunday, but all the teachers will be there. And, we're happy to help anybody. And a class that I forgot to mention is that we have a senior class,
right.
And that usually happens at noon times. And And so that's also a special class that we have.
And what's different about senior yoga?
Seniors. For seniors. Actually, it doesn't have to be seniors, but maybe people who are just need to have things more modified and mm-hmm. take it a little easier and not as much bending. And there's a lot of chair work. And
right.
so Carrie Johnson, who teaches that, is really an excellent instructor.
Right. I think Aaron Dollar, who we all took yoga from mm-hmm. years ago, who sort of, you know, in many ways kind of got the ball rolling here, used to say that, you know, even very elderly people could experience dramatic benefits just mm-hmm. by small, you know, small practice, daily practice in yoga. I know she told a story about her grandmother or something who gave up her cane after a while. So, you want yoga to be accessible to all, it says on your website. What does that mean exactly, Corey?
Well, it means, kind of like Andrea just said, making it accessible to all kinds of physical levels, but also financially. A lot of people are under the impression that yoga is just too expensive for them to either try or to practice regularly. And so part of our goal as a nonprofit is to make sure that anybody who wants to do yoga can. And we have two ways that we try to make that available. One is we have pay-as-you-can classes twice a week, meaning that they're sliding scale. We ask for a donation from $1 up to $10. So, you know, it shouldn't be that you feel like you can't afford to come to class. And those are on Monday evenings at 7 o'clock and then Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And then we also have a scholarship program for anybody who has a more regular practice and wants to come to any of the classes. It's financially dependent, but there are forms on our website, or we can give them to you at the open house, and you're welcome to apply for a scholarship, and that will give you a partial reduction in the regular cost of punch card, depending on your financial need.
Okay, and I see you can download the scholarship form right off your website.
That's right.
And there's also all the pricing information that we're talking about here. And at some point, there might be a relationship, some sort of reciprocal relationship with the Hames Center involved here.
Yes, we're working on a great partnership with Hames. So for Hames members, keep your eyes out in the newsletter. There'll be some special announcements.
Okay, so that'll be something to keep your eyes on. I wanted to ask you while I have you here. I mean, I don't want to credit all of yoga to Aaron Dollar. I know that, Andrea, you and Michelle have been doing yoga as long as I think we've been in Sitka. You've been doing yoga. Yoga must be good. I mean, must for somebody to do something as consistently as you guys have done it. It must speak to you in some way that other physical activity or other, you know, exercise routines don't. What is it about yoga that you like that's kept you at it all these years?
So many reasons. I think actually it's really, in many ways, transformed my life. Yoga is about turning inside and quieting your mind. And in this really stressful world that we have with work and balancing all these things, children, and it's a really nice way to be able to switch from your left brain to your right brain, to calm down, to do a more meditative practice. But also, while it is all of that, it's also incredibly strengthening. It really adds to your flexibility and stability, and especially great for seniors. You know, well, really for all of us, we're all getting to be seniors someday, for increased stability. And I think that over time, it has really helped me just be a much more steady person. And just because whenever you do introspective, and yoga is not the only way to do this, there's many ways that you can do this. But for me, yoga has been the way for me to get this feeling of calm and centeredness and balance in life. And it really has, at first you do yoga when you're a beginner and it's really all about the asanas and the moves and physical. But the more you do yoga, it's more about how you are in the world and how you react to things in the world.
Yeah, I was referred to yoga by a physical therapist And I was like, what? I mean, I don't want to meditate or anything. I want to fix my, you know, I need to fix this pain in my knee. And he was like, well, you know, try it and see if, mm-hmm. you know, see if you get better. And this kind of calm, the restful quality of the exercise is, you know, immediately appealed to me. How about you, Corey? What about your experience in yoga?
I think a lot of what Andrea said, for me, I work with a lot of conflict every day and have a really stressful job. And so it's nice to find that calming place. And it's not just on the mat. Truly, when you start to practice yoga, it's a way of life. And you bring that with you throughout your day so that as you walk into conflict, you're able to find a place where you can just breathe into it and try to remain calm in the face of adversity. So certainly that mental part is huge for people. And the physical, for me, I'm extremely physically active, and I got into yoga because I was getting a lot of injuries, a lot of shin splints and back pain, shoulder pain, and realized that a lot of that was because I didn't have a lot of flexibility. And I've been practicing now for close to 20 years, and I still have occasional pain from doing too much on my body, but I think the injury prevention is huge. And a lot of that comes from working on core strength in yoga. And by that, I don't mean six-pack abs. I mean deep core strength, which is so important for simple things like walking around on the ice, just being able to have a little bit more balance, a little bit more flexibility. When you do fall, that the chance of you getting injured is a lot less. And to me, that's been a huge part of it.
Yeah, it doesn't take long in yoga to kind of find out sort of what your liabilities are that you may never have realized. And a good yoga instructor will kind of help you address them in a very sort of methodical and, you know, positive way. And you end up feeling, having kind of a, you know, just a better sense of your own, how your own body works and what you can tolerate, you know, far away from the yoga classroom. So anyway, I'm sure you're expecting kind of a wide range of folks Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's probably some veterans are going to be appearing, some yoga veterans and some absolute newbies, right? Will it be okay for everybody?
It'll be okay for everyone. We really welcome everybody to join us, and there really is going to be something for everybody. And the class at the open house will be all levels, so you don't need to be nervous about that.
Okay, well, good. It sounds great. The website is yogaunionsitka.com. Org. Yoga Union is Sitka's nonprofit, teacher-run yoga studio. And they're having an open house this Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Corey Bosman and Andrea Thomas are board members. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Robin. We just want to let folks know, too, we do have a Facebook page where we have updates about classes and upcoming events and workshops.
All right. And if we had more time, we'd do some yoga now, but we got to go.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks again for coming in.